Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
91025 or our phone numbers anytime at Roger and JP on Instagram and X and Facebook.
I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
Well, I know she did it. Kourtney Kardashian, I guess, pounded back a glass of her breast milk.
Oh, really?
Because she was feeling sick.
Oh.
She said, I just pounded back a glass of breast milk because I feel sick. Hmm. And she's saying that the stuff that's in, because it's so good for babies,
yeah,
the stuff that's in breast milk, all the vitamins and nutrients and everything, right, will help her kick whatever she's got going on. And I'm saying,
but she's already got those nutrients and stuff, and it came from her body. So is she just putting it back?
I guess
she's
just bringing it back in there.
It's not adding anything extra.
Doubling down? Right? Well, it's not, but those nutrients and stuff, they're not in her body helping her fight anything. They're in for dispersal.
Oh, yeah, she's released the healthy stuff out of her body. That's the milk.
Oh, is that the idea?
Right. What's the stuff that they say is on that's in breast milk that is so good for the kids that they don't get in, or maybe it's when they're first born.
Oh, that they don't get from formula?
I feel like it starts with a C.
No. Cucumbers?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Chicken fingers?
No, I forget
cigarettes.
What it's called. There's something in women's breast milk that apparently, especially in the first few batches.
Really?
That it's supposed to be like.
I don't know if I know this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Raj.
Maybe it wasn't discovered when I had kids.
I spent a lot of time. But do you think that's possible? Because, I mean, it's in her breast and it's getting ready to be released. So her body's not using the nutrients.
Yeah.
Do you think if you just took it back in, first off, I would throw up on the floor because the stuff tastes nasty.
Is it like breast milk that she had in the fridge that she did like a few days ago?
It
or
just
is it frozen
doesn't,
she did it months
doesn't
ago?
Doesn't say. She said she took a selfie of herself and, said, and it's all filtered up. It makes her look like a crazy person. She said, this filter is crazy and I just pounded a glass of breast milk because I feel sick. Good night. And I'm like,
JP,
wow.
What if you, why does my brain work this way? I know, why does it work this way? If you could, you had a cup, okay, 8 fluid ounces of Kourtney Kardashian, no, any breast milk, it doesn't have to be Kourtney Kardashian's, then once you're done with it, you can pick one ailment of your entire body that is just broken down, if we structurally damaged, as you said. If you could drink one cup of it and you get one pain relief that you just won't have anymore, back, whatever it is.
Can it would be mental? Depression. In a second.
You would drink a full cup.
Am I depression, anxiety, my mental health issues are gone?
I was thinking more physical, but...
You want physical? Then my back.
And so you would drink a full 8 ounces. You can't puke it up.
It's only 8 ounces.
If you puke it up when you're done...
And my back pain's going to be gone for the rest of my life?
Yes.
In a second.
But you can't puke it up. If you puke it, it doesn't work.
I would keep doing it until I was able to do it.
Okay, well, that's
meant having to go through 8 cups of 8 ounces because I puked up the first 7, fine. I will get to that. Nice. I will finally be able to do it. And if you're telling me my back pain will be gone?
Yes, forever.
In a heartbeat.
Can you put Nestle's Quick in there? Like
but I would take.
Strawberry?
But if given the option, I would take the anxiety depression first.
Mm, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me it can't be mental and it's got to be a physical thing, then yeah, the back pain.
I think that's where the breast milk powers go to, your physical.
In a second.
Okay. Well, I for some reason, I thought you didn't like it way more.
No,
than
it's disgusting. But
not good.
I like the taste of breast milk way more than I like the pain of back pain.
Yeah, yeah. And today's probably a good day to ask you that question because you said you're in pain.
Yeah, it's been like 4 days now.
Here's an added bonus. Breastfed babies, the milk, they get fewer bouts of diarrhea or constipation than people who have formula. So it'll, that's an added bonus. It fixes your back and it binds you up a little bit.
Look at that.
Isn't that great?
Binds you up. Do you guys know if you were breastfed? I have no idea if I was breastfed.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I was.
Yeah.
Now, was it out of pure poorness, Roger, that you were breastfed? Because you
No.
Said, or what was it like that
No.
She knew?
Mom always did. And she had them little pads, so she wouldn't leak through to her shirt. I remember Mom always taking the pads out to feed the other kids.
I wonder if I was breastfed.
But we were all breastfed. Yeah, every one of us.
Hopefully not. I don't know, and I have no way to find out.
Yeah.
My father would be like, well, I don't know.
Not of drugs and alcohol, and your mom wouldn't be a good thing to pass on to you.
Me?
To Monica.
No, me, yeah.
I wonder if her mom breastfed her.
She told me that
my mother was a lot of things. An addict wasn't one of them.
She told me two things. One, she told me that she smoked pot when she was pregnant with me. And there was zero regret or whatever, which I guess is better than actual cigarettes. But I did get a message. Thank you, Martine.
Grammatica?
Yeah.
Colostrum.
Colostrum is, yeah.
There it is. Thank you. Colostrum. And it does start with a C.
It does.
Thank God.
And it's not cigarettes.
It's not cigarettes or cucumbers.
Colostrum. Right. Huh.
That's supposed to be the good stuff. I saw another, speaking of your mom, Monifa.
Okay.
There's something I saw. I guess yesterday was.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, no. So, yeah, well, it's, I don't know. You might want to take that one back.
She enters all of our thoughts at least once a day.
Yesterday was it yesterday or the day before was Siblings Day?
Yes, it was. Yesterday.
And I saw this thing. There was the singer and guitar player for Megadeth. The guy's name is Dave Mustaine. And he connected with his sister, who he hadn't seen in 20 years. Out of nowhere, he got a FaceTime. She's suffering. She's doesn't have long to live. She's dealing with Parkinson's and dementia. But her organs are starting to shut down. But she reached out because they hadn't spoken 20 years. She was a Jehovah's Witness and didn't agree. He was a longtime addict, alcoholic, you name it. And so she didn't agree with his lifestyle. So they just didn't talk for 20 years. And
he's clean now?
I'm wondering if he is, yeah. He just beat cancer and everything else. But I wonder if a story like this would make you maybe want to reach out. I'll read it to you. It says, here was his post. I just got a shocking FaceTime video call from my sister, Suzanne. Sadly, she is going to be leaving this earth in the next few days as she is in the grasp of Parkinson's and dementia and is starting to have her organs shut down. That was hard enough, but the fact that we haven't spoken in almost 20 years is even worse. Imagine my delight to get a FaceTime video from her today. Even though she can't speak anymore, I knew it was her. I just kept telling her how much I love her, and I know she's going to be slipping out of this body, and her spirit's going to be free soon. So bizarre, National Sibling Day, that I would hear from my sister that I haven't spoken to in so long in the state of affairs that she's currently dealing with, and the fact that even though she didn't want to have anything to do with me growing up because she was a Jehovah's Witness, I kept trying and imagine how happy I am to have seen her phone call today.
Sure.
And it was not a butt dial, Dave Mustaine. And I'm like, when you hit a story like that, because you don't really have contact with your brothers so much.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Does that make you want to like not have that time go by, or toxic and you need to be cool?
With my older brother, our last conversation is very toxic. I've always wanted a relationship. I've never stopped wanting a relationship with either brother. They are just manipulated by my mom, and that goes into, and I don't want it to. I always say, just keep her separate. We can have whole relationships without that don't involve her at all. And they just can't buy in on it. And my younger one tries to convince me and says, I'm just being a stubborn Mexican woman. And why am I being so stubborn?
You don't say.
Which, listen, I am a stubborn Mexican woman, but that's way beyond the reason why. So I would love for that one more second to go by and have a relationship.
How come you don't go to HR on him?
My brother. He's my damn brother. And he's not wrong. I am a stubborn Mexican woman, except it has nothing to do with why I don't talk to my mom. But I would love to not waste another second. I really would. It's not in my hands. It's out there. I would love it. I have two brothers. We grew up together. You know what I mean? I miss that. I miss happiness.
Do they have contact with your aunts?
No, they don't.
So they don't have contact with anybody?
Just my
mom. Except your mother.
She isolated them. She mentally manipulated them into she's all right and we're all wrong.
But they're grown men. They can look around.
I'm saying. That's what I don't understand.
They're not mind controlled. I mean, come on. If they're 8 years old, they can be manipulated. Not when they're
It's a lifetime.
48 years old.
It's a lifetime. And you have to understand the dependency my younger brother had on my mom. Like, like attached.
But that's
to
a long time ago too. Think about.
But it
how
went into
long
his
ago.
30s. It went into his you know, and when he was in prison, and then when he got out, she was his only lifeline. And yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's
so maybe he feels a loyalty to her because of that. I don't, she stuck by him. You know.
Maybe. I think it's more of a dependency, but I don't. I haven't. Yeah. You know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I wish. I just want them to be happy. I would just like to be happy and in their lives. You know what I mean? I would love that. I would love nothing more than a relationship with my brother.
Didn't one of them move near you and wanted you to get them weed and stuff? And
yeah, my older brother did. Yeah, but he's also the one who made me, remember last time we talked about it, he made me feel bad because of his daughter. And he does the same guilt trip stuff. And I'm not playing that game.
Nope. That stinks.
It does.
So you're the only one that has a relationship with your aunts. Your mother doesn't have a relationship with her family either.
No.
Zero.
They
shunned her.
She did them wrong way too many times. You know what I mean?
So then it sounds like you're on the right side of the equation.
100%. But I don't want to be right. I want to have my brothers. You know what I mean? I don't need
to be right,
even though I am. But I would rather have that relationship.
I'd rather have them back and be wrong.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I've come to peace with it. I'm too old.
Yeah, you clearly have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been too long as well.
I got bigger fish to fry in my therapy list.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to deal with all that.
You can't deal with those fish. Well, you do. You can try, you know, once in a while, like send a little message or something.
I do. I respond.
If they don't come back to you, what are you going to do?
I respond to my older brother when he texts me. I do. And then when it gets to be toxic, I just stop. I don't ever yell back at him. I just stop saying stuff.
This is so much more common. Like, I never realized how common this was. Until like now, people talk much more out in the open about what goes on and toxicity and who they don't talk to and why. And I just
can't pick your family,
man. I'm so fortunate it's not in my sibling world.
You are, especially having so many.
Very right, exactly.
Of course, it's not.
No,
why would it be in your world?
It's not. If I don't talk to them, it's surely out of laziness from them.
Brett and I will take on the bulk of that responsibility.
That's right.
We'll continue to shun toxic family members. No problem. We'll shield you from that, Raj.
But didn't you make up though, Brett, with your brother or what was it? Who punched you? Or your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law. I literally have not seen him in since that day.
He
really have much of a relationship with his sister either.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, we did see her on Easter. I mean, she pops up when she wants to pop up.
Oh, okay. So she came by, but not him.
Are you clearly?
Roger, I don't see him. Ever. I'm not ever going to willingly see him.
Well,
he's not a part of this family as
what
far
I'm
as
saying,
any kind
the
of
the definition of he's dead to you.
But forgiveness. You don't have any grace for what happened.
No forgiveness. I did nothing wrong.
No, I know. But I mean, for that situation, you did nothing
wrong. He needs a lot of mental help.
That's
on
your hands, too.
So it's...
Why don't you offer him up Kourtney Kardashian's breast milk?
You know what? I didn't realize that till now. So now knowing that breast milk can solve ailments and
colostrum.
Maybe mental... Maybe he needs colostrum. I don't know. We're going to find out. I'll reach out to the Kardashians immediately.
There you go.
You show up with an IV of colostrum. Just do this now.
Yeah.
And get it in your system.
Here, put this in your vein. Trust me.
Right.
Don't ask questions.
You'll be okay.
Maybe I'll hook him up with Kathy or something like that.
There you go. See, that's the plan.
Let them go off somewhere. That'd be
great. Yes. Put all the toxic people and just hook up with each other, be in each other's lives, just screw each other over and have fun with that. I'm down for that.
Right. Pair them up. That's a good idea.
It'd be so good.
Take them off the streets.
I mean, he'd get laid.
There you go.
Well, that's the truth.
He probably I'm sure he needs that. Absolutely.
Right, because he's never had sex with your sister. It's your sister. So your sister wouldn't want
to think about that.
Is what I'm saying.
Are you by far and away your parents' favorite?
I would think so, sure.
Ew.
You're way less trouble.
No, I'm talking about, get the brother-in-law. I'm talking about the sister.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Why are you the favorite?
I mean, they obviously love both of us, but I've definitely been less... Less trouble.
The pain in the ass.
Yeah,
but you know how that goes. You know, despite all the trouble, they still love her a lot. Is she younger than you?
Yeah.
She's younger,
yeah,
right?
She's 5 years, five years younger.
Oh, she's
baby.
Baby?
Family.
Oh, yeah.
If the house was on fire and they only can only rescue one of you, they'd probably grab you, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, good for you.
No, they say, Brett, you're strong. Get yourself out. We're going to drag her out.
Be like, finally, we have an excuse. Okay.
No, but then your brother-in-law would be like, no, get the cats and
right,
the sister.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden, he'd make an appearance and go, no, you got to save her.
Poor Brett. Oh, that's awful.
All right, well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.